And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 25th of August, 2025. This week is National Coconut Week. The coconut is a fruit rich in history, called the tree of life by many cultures. It has provided nutrition, hydration, and shelter for thousands of years. Coconut trees have some of the world's highest salinity tolerances, which means they're prolific in tropical coastline locales. This makes tracing the precise origins of the coconut incredibly difficult for scientists, as the native people who once inhabited these regions were some of the first in human history to really set out and explore the world beyond their homes. Coconuts offer a good source of calories and are rich in medium-chain triglycerides, or MCTs, a type of saturated fat that's easily converted to energy. They also contain fiber, which aids digestion and can promote feelings of fullness. Additionally, coconuts are a good source of manganese, copper, selenium, phosphorus, potassium, and iron. And they're delicious. It's the birthday of Marty Kiel, born on this day in 1948. Marty Kiel was a vegan ecofeminist activist scholar. Ecofeminism is a philosophical and political movement that combines ecological concerns with feminist ones regarding both as resulting from male domination of society. For as long as she could remember, Marty was drawn to other than human animals. At the age of 12, she performed her first protest on behalf of animals when she turned her back to the camera in a family portrait because it excluded her beloved cat, Booty Tat. Years later, while living in Montreal, she joined the grassroots organization Animal Liberation Collective, which introduced her to a wide spectrum of animal abuse issues. It was then she became vegan. After relocating to California in 1982, she co-founded Feminists for Animal Rights, or FAR, hoping to bridge the divisions between the feminist and animal advocacy movements. In the same year, she developed a slideshow illustrating the commonalities in the ways women and other than human animals are viewed under patriarchal society. The presentation has been shown throughout the United States and abroad. Her groundbreaking 1985 article, The Liberation of Nature, A Circular Affair, offered the first feminist critique of environmental ethics. Along with many of her other articles, this essay has been required reading in numerous college courses. Over the years, Kiel's primary goal was to develop an eco-feminist holistic philosophy that could bridge the seemingly disparate movements and philosophies of feminism, animal advocacy, and environmental ethics. Kiel believed that eco-feminism offers the possibility of a genuinely holistic way of perceiving the world. Marty Kiel said, "By shedding light on the root causes of social problems, ecofeminism can help us to deepen our capacity for empathy, thereby helping to bring about a world of peace and respect for all living beings." The publication of Companion Animal Ethics by Peter Sando, Sandra Kaur, and Claire Palmer was on this day in 2015. Companion Animal Ethics explores the important ethical questions and problems that arise as a result of humans keeping animals as companions. The first comprehensive book dedicated to ethical and welfare concerns surrounding companion animals, scholarly but still written in an accessible and engaging style, this book considers the idea of animal companionship and why it should matter ethically. It explores problems associated with animals sharing human lifestyles and homes, such as obesity, behavior issues, selective breeding, overtreatment, abandonment, euthanasia, and environmental impacts. And it offers insights into practical ways of improving ethical standards relating to animal companions. And here's a poem for today, Vendor of Green Coconuts by Muna Lee. Day after day, bare-legged in the plaza, he squats by his coconuts, a jade-green mound, hacking the husks with a gleaming machete, tossing jade and ivory chips to the ground. Youth has slipped by him. He has not missed it. With monotonous gesture and eyes half asleep, he is only aware of the shining fragments and nuts piling up in a shaggy brown heap. A world has been gutted by fire and disaster, nations wasted to ashes, the while he has been, year after year, hacking and chopping dusky nuts from their sheaths of ivory and green. Vendor of Green Coconuts by Muna Lee. This has been The Vegan's Almanac, with a reminder to keep working for a world of peace for all living beings.